its door hanging crookedly on one damaged hinge. I pulled the door gently and eased inside. Any outsider force reaching the cellar would find the wardrobe stuffed with desperately meager food stores. The cabinet fronts a tunnel. Tunnels join all our buildings. Mogaba and anyone else interested might expect as much. If they got down into our cellars, a little work would show them what they hoped to find. That ought to satisfy them. The tunnel entered another cellar. Several men were asleep there amidst tremendous clutter and a smell like a bear's den. I moved slowly until recognized. Had I been an intruder, I would not have been the first never to return from the underworld. Now I entered the real secret places. New storm guard rose atop old Jaikur. Little effort was made to demolish the old town. Many of the earlier structures had been in excellent condition. We have a bewildering maze dug out down where no one ought to think to look. It gets a tad bigger whenever a sack of earth goes to the wall or into one of our other projects. It is no cozy warren, though. It takes willpower to go down into those dank, dark places where the air hardly moves, candles never come wholly to life, and there is at least a chance that any shadow may harbor a screaming death. And me? I have a thing about being buried alive. It gets no easier with practice. Hagop and Otto, Goblin and One Eye, and I went through this before, on the Plain of Fear, where for about 5,000 years we lived like badgers in the ground. Cletus. Where's Goblin? Cletus is one of three brothers who serve as our engineers and master artillerymen.
Around the corner. Next cellar.
Cletus, Loftus, and Longinus are geniuses. They figured out how to bring fresh air down the chimneys of existing structures up top, then into the deep tunnels, let it flow slowly through the complex, then send it up other chimneys. Plain engineering, but it seemed like sorcery to me. A flow of breathable air, though slow and never pure, serves us well enough. It does nothing to lessen the damp and the smell. I found Goblin. He was holding a candle for Longinus while the latter slapped wet mortar onto freshly scrubbed stonework about eye level. What's the problem, Goblin?
Rained like a bastard up there, eh?
God swiped a river somewhere and dropped it here. Why?
We've got 1,000 leaks down here.
Big problem?
Could be later on. There's no drainage. We're as low as we can go unless the 12 tunnel goes good.
Sounds like an engineering problem to me.
It is,
Longina said, smoothing the mortar.
And Cleet did anticipate it. We've waterproofed from the start. Trouble is, you can't tell how you're doing until you get a really nasty rain. We're lucky it didn't go on the way it does during the rainy season.